A very good Monday morning. Troy Coverdale sitting in for Brandon Peoples as we get your week started with this Monday morning edition of In Focus at 9:07. We're joined by Melissa Kirkwood with the Sunset Zoo as things begin to pick up once again at the zoo, thanks to any number of things beginning to get back to normal. After a year ago where activities were few and far between in taking place. And Melissa, already I know that folks are looking forward to getting camps underway so that their kids have something to do.
Absolutely. It's hard to believe that like summer is here. School is out and our summer camps will begin soon. We're starting our camp series for the summer beginning June 1st. So it's not too far away, parents. So hang on. we are really excited to be able to bring back camps this summer. I know we've all had a year where we're ready to kind of get back to the new normal or the normal that we're used to. And here at Sunset Zoo, that does involve lots of kiddos. And kiddos in camp is an important thing for us here and with our education department. So this year with our camps, we are taking some limited capacity, but our camp registration opened up about 3 weeks ago, so it did fill up pretty fast. But I do want to let parents know, parents of third and fourth graders, there is some hope, or there are some options. We do have some openings in our summer safari age group, which is that third and fourth grade level camp. And our camps, just so you know, our camps are weekly. So we have a weekly theme. And when you sign up for our camps, you can sign up per week throughout the summer. You can sign up for the entire summer, but you're signing up each week. And then there are some other camp options throughout Parks and Recreation, which I know if you are a member of our Parks and Recreation software program, Civic Rec, so you'll be able to see not only the zoo's camps, but Parks and Recreation, as well as the Discovery Center, and across the board, across the platform. So we offer weekly camps. I believe Flint Hills Discovery Center offers daily opportunities. And then, of course, Parks and Recreation offers monthly opportunities. So we're trying to fit in to a schedule however it works out best for you. But here at Sunset Zoo, your weekly opportunity will include a lot of animal interaction throughout the zoo. We'll be spending a lot of time kind of going on a little mini safari through the zoo to explore and learn about all of our animals here, as well as how they're taken care of, what kinds of things they eat, those kinds of things with our instructors. There will be some indoor opportunity as well, so you're not outside the entire day, but it's a great way for kids to connect with animals. And then not only are animals here that are in our, you know, that are here at the zoo, but also our education animals, which are what we call our ambassador animals. And those are animals that aren't in displays here at the zoo, but they are animals that you can truly interact with at like a birthday party or a classroom. Those animals will become a part of camp as well.
One of the things that stands out, though, as we talk about getting back into camp, you mentioned that because of the ongoing situation with the pandemic, that some of the numbers won't be what they have been in the past. What other things do the youngsters need to have to be prepared for camp in terms of not just dealing with the pandemic, but in terms of preparations overall?
Yeah, you bet. You bet. So our kids I just want to kind of give a hats off, not only to parents, but to the kids, because this year has been a year like no other for all of us. But in a learning environment, which is what camp is, it has been a little challenging. And so we're happy to have those kids back in person with us here at the camps. Our numbers will be limited, but due to just we're following CDC guidelines and different things like that. When you visit the zoo just as a visitor now, you are not required to wear a mask. But during our camps, we are going to have our kids required to wear a mask because they will be in an indoor setting in close proximity to each other. And many of those kids, especially our age groups, they are not even eligible for the vaccine yet. So we're just taking safety precautions. And most of these kids now are very used to wearing masks. So masks will be a part of our daily camp. There will be times when they are outside. We are not going to require them to wear a mask because you will be in an outdoor environment and we will be able to space, you know, have some distancing. So don't feel like they will have to be masked the entire time, but we're just taking those safety precautions. We'll also be sanitizing everything on a routine basis here in the indoor environment, as well as even with our visitors. Because our mask mandate went away does not mean that we're not still taking care of keeping things sanitary and things here at the zoo. So we will still be doing that outside and inside. But to prepare our kids, we are going to have masks to be mandatory while camp's going on inside.
You brought up something as I double back to your discussion about what kids can expect at camp, what they're going to be involved with in terms of hands-on. Explain an ambassador animal to me.
Sure. Ambassador animals. We love them, first of all, here at the zoo. We have over 26 ambassador animals. And what our ambassador animals are animals that are not within our collection and are regular viewing here at the zoo, but they are animals we care for and then also have them as an opportunity to live and learn through at our camp experiences, our routine school experiences. When kids come here on a field trip, they can experience an ambassador animal, and also during a birthday party. So these animals are animals like a rabbit, a snake, a possum, you know, those kinds of things. They all have all been here at the zoo for quite a bit of time, and they've all gone through training with our animal care staff. So our animal care staff cares for these animals every day, but then when we have those camp-like opportunities, we are able to bring those animals into the classroom for our kids to learn from and actually see, feel, sometimes touch. It depends on the animal, you know, and we take those precautions as well. There will be some animals that are just not in that mix yet, but everybody loves the opportunity to get a little bit closer to what we are about with our animals and what they're all about.
It may be the first time that I've ever heard a snake referred to as an ambassador.
Hey, we do have some great ambassador snakes. Our snakes are Scooby and Shaggy are their names. They are, they've been with us for quite a while. I believe, don't quote me on this, I think they're boa constrictors, but they've been a part of our zoo for, I think they're 17 years old.
Oh my.
So, you know, our ambassador animals come to us in a variety of different ways. So sometimes it's an injured animal that has come to a different, maybe to an animal hospital or through Milford Nature Center, or sometimes they are, from another zoo. So we take those animals in as we can. We are not Dr. Doolittle. We can't take in 100 of them, but we take them in as we can. And we care for them, and then we learn about their dynamics and their personalities, and then we are able to work with them to become ambassador animals.
Interesting concept. I would not have thought of, again, snakes specifically, but really it's a great concept in that you're right in that they are animals that give an opportunity for youngsters to get hands-on in a much different way.
Yeah, and there's a lot of animals that are our ambassadors that do have that natural, from a lot of, from the public's perspective, a lot of those animals are looked to be like fearful animals, such as snakes. Or we just acquired a pair of lab rats. Mm-hmm. So we have rats, we have a possum, which, you know, a lot of people are like a possum, but, you know, possums are very, very smart and have the opportunity, you know, you get to learn about their mannerisms as well. So, again, our education team goes through quite an extensive training process to become trained with those animals to learn their mannerisms so that it's a safe environment as well.
Melissa Kirkwood with the Sunset Zoo joining us here in the first half hour of In Focus. We'll talk, now that we've touched on what's up for the kids, we'll talk on events for the adults at the zoo coming back, as this is In Focus, News Radio KMAN.